Well, now to the warnings that a paper published in the influential journal Nature has sensationalised climate change predictions. The research reconstructs 2 million years of global average temperatures and says the temperature could rise between 3 to 7 degrees over the next 1,000 years. But that prediction has come under fire from prominent climate scientists, as Colin Cosier reports.
The study called The Evolution of Global Temperature Over the Past 2 Million Years gives the longest known reconstruction of the Earth's surface temperature to date. The author, Caroline Snyder, wasn't available for interview, but Dr. Gavin Schmidt, a climate scientist and director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, explains how it was done.
The meat of this study is really a synthesis of deep sea ocean sediment cores that come from all around the world, but put together in a way that allows you to say something about the global temperatures at every point, between recently and 2 million years ago. And so that's a really impressive synthesis. It uses about 60 different cores.
The study finds that Earth's temperatures gradually cooled until about 1.2 million years ago, and then stalled after that. But while this record of Earth's temperature history has been widely welcomed, it's the paper's conclusions that have come under fire. It suggests that current levels of atmospheric greenhouse gases may commit the planet to between 3 to 7 degrees in temperature rises over the next 1,000 years.
So I don't think that that's correct. In fact, I'm pretty certain that that is an incorrect calculation.
And how do you come to that?
So that the ratio that gave that, which was the very high sensitivity that she calculates, comes from a correlation between temperature and the carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases from the ice cores. But as we all know, correlation does not equal causation. And in this case, the causation are the orbital wobbles of the Earth's climate that are controlling both the temperature and the carbon dioxide at the same time. And so that's giving you an exaggerated view of how carbon dioxide affects temperature directly.
Jeff Severinghouse is a professor of geosciences at the Scripps Institute of Oceanography at the University of San Diego. He also found a problem with the study.
She made a very, very basic logical error. Climate sensitivity is essentially the change in temperature divided by the change in CO2, and the important part about that is that if you want to infer that from an actual situation in the Earth, what the Earth did in the past, you have to make sure that the temperature change is only due to an increase in CO2, whereas the ice ages, we know very well the temperature change was due to a combination of increasing CO2 and changes in the Earth's orbit around the sun. In fact, it's probably something like 2/3 of the temperature change is due to the orbit and only 1/3 to the CO2. So that's probably why she got a factor of 3 larger.
Dr. Schmidt says the study is useful and will be well cited. It's just the predictions that let it down.
I think it's unfortunate both for the journal, which, is going to be accused of hyping sensational results without being scientifically rigorous. I think it's unfortunate for the author whose really good work is being overshadowed by this particular error. And it's unfortunate for the public because what you're seeing is a very confused message that people are going to take away all sorts of different messages from.
That's Dr. Gavin Schmidt from the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, ending Colin Cosier's report.